Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message for today, God's Factory of Patience. James chapter 1, verse 3. The testing of your faith produces patience. Years ago, when I was a young man, I worked for a dairy. Actually, it was a processing plant that would gather milk from farms all over the area. And after the pasteurization process, the milk would be used in various capacities. Part of it would be milk that would be used to drink, use for cereal, or whatever milk would be used for in its natural state. Part of it would be used to process for cheese. Part of it would be used for processing butter and any number of things. But in the processing process, the milk was made safe for consumption. It was pasteurized. And as I think about how God produces patience in our life, there is a sterilization process that comes by testing our faith. It means that we do not receive everything that we want at the time we want it, but we receive what God wants us to have at the time that He wants us to have it. And the testing hurts many times. I can remember in classroom as I was in college, one of the things that the students never enjoyed, it seemed, was test time. I remember taking a class from a brilliant mathematician and scientist, and he said, "I'm going to give you the answers to all of the tests." Let me back up. He didn't give us the answers. He gave us the questions. "These are the questions I will ask during this class that you are taking. If you know the answers to all of these questions, you will have 100%. You will get an A for sure." The problem was, he gave us a list of something like 1,000 questions. In that process, he would only select maybe 50 or 60 during the entire class, and we never knew which of those 50 or 60 that he would be asking. The requirement was that we had to know everything about the subject that he was teaching in order to have 100% on the test. God produces patience in such a way that we can know the answer. It's God's answer. It's yielding to Him. It's recognizing that as we go through the testing process of our life, God is producing something in us that He wants to have produced in us. He wants us to be mature, complete, lacking nothing. Can you say that God is having His way in your life? Or are you, like so many of us, trying to do things in your own way, at your own time, at your own pace? My prayer is that God would help me to be more and more yielded to Him and to be patient and wait for Him, rather than trying to rush ahead and do things my way in my time. May that be your prayer as well. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that as we come to You, we can operate on Your schedule rather than our schedule. I pray once again, Lord, that as we look to You for strength and guidance, that we will yield ourselves to Your great hand and Your great leadership in our life. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.